Capital Broadcasting Company. This is WRAL Out and About. I am your host, Kathy Hanrahan. This is a podcast about bringing people together. And what I've really enjoyed about this whole recording via Zoom has been I've been able to invite people to be on the podcast who normally would not be on the podcast because their schedules don't align with the ability to be on here. And I've got the fantastic meteorologist, Kat Campbell, with me. And I never would normally get her on here because she is so busy. So Kat, thank you so much for joining me this week.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a privilege to be on here, and I am so excited to chat about what we have coming up this year.
I know, I'm so excited. 2021, we've made it. And you're going to be assisting with doing co-hosting duties with Micaiah Thurman and doing the WRL Voters' Choice Awards on January 14th, which is virtual. People can find out more at WRL.com/VCAs. Tell me a little bit more about, you know, are you excited about kind of getting involved in this project? It's your first year co-hosting.
Yes, I'm very excited to be a part of the community, and this is such a big deal. I mean, everywhere I go, from my dog groomer to some of my favorite restaurants, I see the stickers on the window, and it's always a sign, you know, oh my gosh, this place must have good pizza because it's got the stickers. So I'm really excited to be a part of this, and Micaiah is a really good friend of mine, even outside of work. We have been texting about it. She told me about it last year that she had a lot of fun hosting it. So when they asked me to participate, especially with Micaiah, one of my friends, I was really excited to take part in it. And a funny story, we had just texted each other, you know, about what we were going to wear. And we are similar. We're like the same size, very tiny people. We both have the same kind of dogs. And we're even wearing the same brand dress. But we had to text to make sure it wasn't the exact same dress, because with us, it could have been, truly.
That's so funny. I know Micaiah was on the show last week, and she was telling me all about her dog and how you helped her, you know, figure out what kind of dog she wanted. Basically, you really helped set her up. Jazzy is a celebrity.
Jazzy is a ball of fur and sass. She's now 5.5 pounds. The vet told me that her waistline is expanding from too many quarantine treats when I took her there last time. Yeah, she's getting a little chunky these days at 5.5 pounds, but she is my lifeline. She's my best friend in the world, and she's with me by my side working from home. And it's, you know, she has made this year extra special, even in the chaos. You know, having a little puppy by my side the whole time has been such a privilege.
How old is Jazzy?
She is 7 years old. I actually got Jazzy when she was an adult. So we skipped past the crazy puppy stage, and I really enjoyed getting an adult dog. I highly recommend it for anybody who's thinking about it.
Well, I've got a 15-year-old Shih Tzu poodle who is my companion during these podcasts, especially the podcast. But she has dragged her blanket outside of the office. I think she's done listening to the podcast. She normally would sit underneath my feet and just kind of be there.
She is part poodle, so she's smart. Anything part poodle, I mean, they are smart dogs.
Oh, yeah. I mean, on Christmas, and I'm totally going off the rails here with this, but and we're off topic, but she tried to swallow, and she did swallow part of a chicken bone.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was, and she's not a big dog. She's like 13 pounds. And I had to wrestle it away from her. So she's definitely very smart, because she found a way to get it, even though I was avoiding her getting it. So Christmas was definitely a little stressful around the house, but not the first time she's gotten a hold of something. She's
I am so sorry.
For 15 years old, she is spry. I mean, she's got congestive heart failure. She has, she's a cancer survivor. She takes medication 4 times a day. But she's as spry as ever. It's amazing to me that she's just got that energy.
She's still spunky.
Oh, she's very spunky. You know, I call her my little old lady. She's my little golden girl. So she's very spunky, but we definitely, pets make things better. And Micaiah has talked a lot about Tinkerbell and just the joy, you know, she's had from that. So I love that you share, photos and share your dog with us. You know, for those of us who may not, people don't have a dog, we feel like we can just adopt yours.
Yeah.
I love it.
Jazzy had a tough time with the Roomba for Christmas, but she's recovered.
Oh, how did she handle it? Was she frightened of the Roomba? Was it like a thing?
I posted a video to my Facebook page. It did not go over well at all.
Has she adjusted to it now, or is it something that you just have to run a little bit?
I mean, I had an initial sweep through, and I haven't done another one yet. So we'll see.
Well, we also got a robot vacuum. I got one of those, and my husband follows it around, oddly enough, which is hilarious. He just walks behind it, and I'm like, you do realize, you know, it's doing its job. Leave it alone, you know. But he just walks behind it, like, oh, I'm just making sure it's working. My dog follows it and tries to get what it misses, so she doesn't seem to care. My baby, my 18-month-old, does not really care unless it shoots out from under the couch. Like if it goes from under the couch and somehow ends up in her space, she's like, what is it doing? You know, the only time she lost her mind was because we have a little baby Yoda animatronic thing that my son got for Christmas, and he put it on the Roomba and it was riding around, and that it terrified my daughter. My daughter was like, that is it.
Poor baby.
That thing is terrifying. He can't get out Yoda at any point. That little baby Yoda has to stay in the closet when she's home, when she's around in the living room, because she's terrified of it.
Oh, it's so cute. I'm surprised.
She's fine with the plush one, but for some reason, I guess this one looks too lifelike or something. I don't know, but he put it on the Roomba and it terrified her. So that's definitely something, you know, with kids, you got to be careful. But I'm glad we got our robot vacuums. I'm thrilled about that. You're a meteorologist and that's hard work. That involves science and math and a whole bunch of things. Where did you study?
I went to NC State, go Wolfpack, and I got a Bachelor of Science in Meteorology.
Where are you originally from?
I'm from Winston-Salem, kind of ish the Winston-Salem area, you know, not within the city, but kind of in the country part of Winston-Salem.
What made you want to go into meteorology to begin with? And then how did you end up at WREL?
I wanted to be a meteorologist since I was about 8 years old. I love the snow. And, you know, I grew up here in North Carolina, so I understand North Carolina snow better, you know, than a lot of people think. And I have family members in Michigan. So we would go drive up to Michigan during Christmas most years, and they would always have snow on the ground. I would watch their meteorologists on TV there. You know, they would forecast the snow. I'd know how much is coming, and I'd get to go out and play in it. And I just loved it so much. So whenever I came back to North Carolina, I would do the same thing, watch and, you know, hope for snow. But I figured out very quickly, it's a lot harder to forecast the snow in North Carolina. So I asked a lot of questions about, you know, what's going on here? Why do sometimes the meteorologists get it wrong? Why do we have ice and not snow like my cousins in Michigan have? So I started asking a lot of questions, and I think that fuels every passion with a lot of questions. And so I just watched a lot of weather and really became interested in it early on. Also developed interest in tornadoes. We had some tornadoes touch down fairly close to my house growing up, and I've loved it ever since. My dad went to NC State. My sister went to NC State. She is in vet school there still now. You know, when you're in vet school, you're there forever. So we're an NC State family, and I knew that I wanted to go to State. I did apply to other places and got in, but State was where my heart was. So I went to NC State. I did lots of internships. I did one in Winston-Salem at WXII. I did one in New York City for a weather modeling company, and not like photo modeling, but like data modeling, you know, called Weatherbell Analytics. And I also interned at WREL. And I actually have a very long history at WREL. I'll try to make it really brief. But when I was in high school, I did a career project at WREL. And I made sure that I was going into the right field. So they let me come shadow them, the meteorologists. And I then decided this is for me. So I went to college for it. I interned after that at WREL in college. And then during my senior year, they actually hired me part-time. We were switching graphic systems at WREL at the time, and I had a lot of experience on that graphic system. So they hired me part-time to be kind of behind the scenes, helping them with the transition and training and building the graphics. And then I worked some, and they hired me back to be on air.
So I've known
the WRAL team for a very, very long time, and I feel so blessed to be a part of their team. And this is where I've always wanted to be. So I set my sights on it, worked hard, and I'm so, so glad that I made it back.
Well, Kat, we're happy that you're here too. We're going to take a quick break and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about your path kind of that led you to WRAL. We'll talk about weather. We'll talk about your dog, whatever fun stuff we can come up with. We are back with meteorologist Kat Campbell. I love that you're another cat. I'm a Kathy and a cat, and you're a cat. So I just think that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. there's a lot of us cats out there.
But
it's so great that you mentioned before the break about your path that led you here and at WRAL. We're very, very happy to have you here because, you know, we can trust. I feel like I can trust you. When you're telling me about the weather, I'm like, she knows what's up. She's telling me. She knows
it's
what's going
so
on.
Great. To be close to home too. I think a lot of people don't realize broadcasters have to move all across the country to different jobs and you get really homesick a lot of times. So, you know, being back here at WRAL is great because I feel like I work with the most talented meteorologists in the country. And, you know, I'm back at NC State. I can go to all the football games and I have family nearby. I mean, we can drive back and forth in non-COVID years in 1.5 to 2 hours. Such an easy drive, you know, just close enough, but just far enough away.
Oh yeah, I understand that. I mean, one of my first jobs in the industry was, you know, about 2.5 hours away from my family. So I was like, oh, I can still get to them. They can still get to me. And then, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, when you're moving states away from each other and plane rides away from each other, it can be so difficult. So I love that, you know, you've joined our team and everything. And I love that Jazzy has become like our weather mascot. That cracks me up. Have you considered getting your dog her own Insta?
She actually does have
one. She does.
I am really bad about advertising it. Oh. When I interned in New York City and I had all these epic New York City things to do, I took all these photos, put her on there, and it was a thriving Instagram account at one point. And then I just got really lazy. You know, I have to do social media for work, obviously. And so just another social media account has been hard for me to upkeep, but my parents are giving me a lot of crap about it. They're not happy that I haven't been upkeeping her Instagram enough. So I think that I need to get back on it. I was complaining to my mom that I have really ugly carpets to take pictures of Jazzy. And my mom was like, well, you need to buy a rug. They are not having it. So I need to step back into it. It is at Jazzy, JAZZY.Yorkie. So I'll step it up this year. That can be one of my New Year's goals.
Get one of your rugs. Yeah, just get a rug. I mean, you got some light. I mean, you got good lighting there because I know you've done mm-hmm. some stuff from home. So, I mean, eventually I'm sure you've got good lighting. So you can just get get a rug. I mean, you can make it look great. And a natural light is always good too. Go outside, get her on the grass. You know, I mean, I know she's very photogenic, so I'm sure that she'll really enjoy having her Instagram thrive.
She just, you know, she puts it on for the camera. I don't know. I don't know how. Sometimes there are treats involved, obviously, in that move, but she just loves it. She is such a cutie.
So when you've been working from home, because I know you've done the weather from home quite a lot throughout COVID, mm-hmm. has Jazzy gotten involved at all? Is she interested in what's going on? Does she try and bark? Does she try and go over by you? Or is she really respectful of, hey, look, mommy's at work?
She sits next to me every single day while I'm on air. She has a special dog bed that is placed in kind of the breakfast nook area is where I have the green screen set up. And she sits in her special bed that is sitting right next to the green screen every day. She is generally very well behaved. When I am on air, we have had one incident where she has barked on air, and that is it. And I've worked from home almost exclusively. Unless Mike Mays has a week off, then I've worked at home since March. So that is pretty good. But I do have a sign taped to my door that says, do not knock or ring doorbell for any reason. That has a lot to do with it. Obviously, anybody that has a small dog or a Yorkie knows that they can be a little yappy, especially with a doorbell or a knock. So that has been my saving grace. She has made a couple appearances on air just, you know, in the dog walking forecast. And she's very, very scared of thunderstorms, which is interesting to me because she never was before. All of a sudden, within the past 2 years, she's developed a fear of thunderstorms when she never had been scared of them before. So I got her one of those thunder shirts, and it helped. It doesn't alleviate the problem entirely, but she was so scared one day, and it was storming, and I was showing storms on radar, obviously, of course. So I picked her up in her little thunder shirt, and you know, she was a fun part of the forecast. She was shaking and trying to get me to pick her up. So I said, you know, if you've got dogs, you know, they may be climbing into your lap right now. This is a loud storm coming our way.
And it's real. I mean, that's the thing, what we're dealing with. It's real. You're at home. You've got your pet. I mean, in a lot of cases with me, it's like, I've got my son doing virtual learning, or I've got, you know, my dog. Our families are there. So sometimes mm-hmm. you're going to have that. And it kind of crossed over, but I think people appreciate the realness there because yeah, dogs can get really terrified with weather and fireworks and a whole bunch of other stuff.
She's been fun. I need to incorporate her into my segments more. I'm going to work on that this year, you know, with some of her little outfits and things like that. But she has been really good. The biggest problems I've had while working from home will be a neighbor is having yard work done or something like that, making a lot of noise. I don't think anybody notices this, but I have had a couple times the preview monitor where I see my graphics and like where I'm pointing at has gone out right before I've gone on air. So I would say at least a dozen times I've had to go on air and I can at least see my graphics, but I can't see where I'm pointing in respect to them. So I'm just kind of winging it. And every time I talk to my producer through my ear afterwards, and they're like, honestly, we had no idea. So somehow I have calculated in my head where things are in my quadrants.
Done it enough. Maybe. Yeah. Maybe enough. Yeah. You've done it from home enough.
You learn to wing it, really. That's kind of how working from home is.
Getting back to the people with the yard work, I have been doing podcasts. I mean, we started in late March recording every day. So I did a stretch from March all the way through June where it was like 5 days a week recording a podcast. You don't realize how many people in your neighborhood are getting their roof done, are doing yard work. I mean, who are these people and how do they have so much time to do all this yard work? It's amazing.
I know. It is the craziest. All the patterns that you pick up on that you never would have picked up on, you know, working from home before. I have one neighbor who leaves, he has his windows open no matter the weather. It's the craziest thing. It could be like 90 degrees outside or it could be 30 degrees outside. And it's just, you pick up on those bizarre neighborly habits. That's I know so every dog in the neighborhood now, I know their schedule when they go for walks.
Oh, I have dogs that live behind us and they like to just howl at the moon and stuff. So they'll go outside and they'll just lose their minds and they'll just start barking and barking and barking and barking. And I'll just be like, I have to go in one side of the house because I cannot have them picking up on the podcast. So it's like a thing where I have to be away from that and they're so loud. And then the other dogs like hear them in the other yards and then they start talking and they'll be like a big thing where they're all barking. And my dog just like, she's over it. So she just doesn't even bother. She just kind of just ignores it. She's like, I'm done with them. They're just too loud. But it's crazy what you pick up on with your people around you. Have you noticed, I mean, throughout the pandemic, have you noticed anything? I mean, have you started doing anything like cooking more or, you know, is there anything that you've done that you've kind of a habit you've picked up throughout the pandemic?
I hate cooking. It's just best if I don't. I have done a lot more of it, but I would consider it more preparing foods instead of cooking. The one thing that I really have tried to do more of, and it truly has had more a positive impact on me, is I set a steps goal, 15,000 steps, and I don't do it every day. But if I do a period where, you know, I'll tell myself, you need to do this 5 times a week. Some days, like leading up to Thanksgiving, it was every single day so I could, you know, eat more food. But I have noticed such a positive impact when I do that for a couple reasons. It gets me out of the office, even in small increments. It gets me out of my house for a couple loops when I wouldn't normally do it, but I need to meet that goal. So I'll do it even when I have a 15-minute break. I can just step out, get a couple steps in, and I feel accomplished. It gets me off my phone. And that I think is really positive. Just to get outside, get fresh air, not be on your phone or anything like that. And I've enjoyed doing it at night a lot. I wouldn't normally, you know, pre-pandemic, go on a lot of night walks. I keep my pepper spray with me, so I feel safe. But I have really enjoyed it. I think it's been a lot of fun to bundle up, especially when it was first getting cold and you just finally, you know, got past the 90 degree days and you could get outside and get some cool, refreshing fresh air. So I really enjoyed it. And it's allowed me to do a lot of stargazing, looking up at night, looking for different planets when I'm on walks. I saw a really, really good meteor one night when we were talking about meteor showers on air. So it's kind of helped encourage me to talk a lot more about astronomy on air too. And people have loved that.
Well, we've definitely been doing more cooking. We've been doing more exercise. You know, it started with bike riding, a lot of bike riding. And now I'm doing a lot of yoga and meditation to try and, like, you know, mellow out, especially around the holidays. So I've really gotten into yoga, and it's been great. And it used to be my dog would get under me and, like, knock me over, but she's really respectful now that I'm doing the yoga, and she just sits there and, like, watches me and just falls asleep. So at least now she's not trying to knock me over. But at first it was just like downward facing dog was always on the ground.
Yeah. Jazzy, when I do yoga, she hops on my yoga mat, but I used to do a lot of dance. Before the pandemic, I took dance classes, and that's been hard because that was my really fun, engaging way to exercise. It kept me mentally active because I had to learn the choreography, and that's just not something I can do from home. You know, I do not have any space, especially with a television studio in my home or the flooring to do dance. So I'm looking forward to eventually getting to go back and do that once I am able to.
Well, I can't wait for you to be able to do. I can't wait for all of us to be able to do the things that we miss doing. Kat, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. We can definitely, you can see Kat on January 14th, the WREL Voters Choice Awards. She is a co-host with Micaiah Thurman. Get more information at WREL.com/VCAs. This has been the Out and About Podcast, a production of the Capital Broadcasting Podcast Network. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and give us a review. Follow us on social media, WREL Out and About on all platforms. Have a fantastic rest of your day, guys.